Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners or management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of a very special guest, and his name is Paul McGuire. He's the author of 22 books. He's a featured film producer, commentator on Fox News, CNN, History Channel, and of course, he's written a book we're going to be talking about tonight, and that is The Prophecy of the Future of America. Paul, are you there?
Dr. Stan, it's been a great honor to be on your program again, and thank you for having me on.
Well, I hope we can get you on very frequently, because certainly you have a wonderful grasp of what's going on, probably one of the few people who really can put this out, and you've done a wonderful job on your new book. That's A Prophecy of the Future of America, and we're going to be talking about that book this evening. So why don't you pick the story up, and what basically do you see for America, and certainly what part does this spiritual battle we're involved in play in determining what will happen in the months and years that lie ahead?
Well, Dr. Stan, you better than most, because you are a pioneer in this field and have been at it a lot longer than most of us and even people like me. But, you know, you hear the term spiritual warfare in the Christian community, and I believe that the Bible teaches spiritual warfare. The Apostle Paul refers to it in Ephesians chapter 6, that our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and the dark unseen forces of wickedness in heavenly places. But unfortunately, there's a disconnect between that passage and applying that teaching of the Apostle Paul to, for example, very specific organizational structures in geopolitics, for example, government, politics, science, education, and culture. To give you just a real fast snapshot, the pyramid on the back of the U.S. dollar, which I'm sure most of your listeners are familiar with, is an Illuminati occult symbol with the all-seeing eye of Horus or Lucifer towards the top of the pyramid. But it's also, as you know, the pyramid is the organizational flowchart of Lucifer. So if we take the Bible seriously, and we should, then we can superimpose what Paul was talking about when he was talking about a actual hierarchy or an actual organizational structure, a flowchart, if you will, of demonic powers with Lucifer, let's say, as the CEO of a dark corporation. And then you superimpose that spiritual organizational structure on top of political, cultural, scientific, and globalist structures, and you see that this world that we can't see with our physical eyes, but it's very real. Scalar technology tells that. Quantum physics tells us that. We see that there's an invisible realm that has superimposed itself upon human organizational structure. And therefore, if we look at what's going on through the eyes of a biblical worldview and take it seriously, not just as a game or a metaphor, we recognize that behind, for example, the various political parties, behind the various governments and the IMF, are principalities and powers. The challenge is, how do we engage them effectively?
And I think it's the hardest thing for the average individual to be able to take and see and evaluate what's going on politically and economically with what's going on spiritually. And yet, of course, you can't understand any of the things taking place today unless you understand there is a spiritual battle for the souls of men, and we're losing that battle.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand
fast-paced
by more than 60%
annually. Well, you know,
there is little in the financial world.
By the way, I've been listening to you for years.
The U.S. dollar continues to lose value
and
respect as the world preserves currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We, the staff at Freeze Dry Guy, have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Station's on. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Paul is simply talking about the biblical story of Noah and, of course, the ark and the animals. But basically, if you look at it that point of view, why, it's just an interesting story. But if you look at it from the point of view of what really happened, and that is that God was going to destroy the evil that existed in the world, the evil DNA, because certainly there'd been demonic beings who'd been cohabitating with women that had offspring, the Nephilim, and basically the world DNA was just totally corrupt, and God set out to destroy it, and he did destroy literally suddenly all the human beings and most of the animals in the world, and the only ones that survived then were Noah and his three sons. Go right ahead.
And you're right, Dr. Stan, and the thing is that people would view it the way it was intended to be written. The DNA is corrupted because fallen angels, the B'nai Elohim, which the Hebrew scholars translated as fallen angels or sons of God, mated with human women, producing a hybrid species called the Nephilim. And then fallen angels were experimenting genetically with animals. And I know that's heavy for people to process, but that's one of the reasons for the Levitical laws. So the flood was intended to wipe out the DNA of the animal kingdom, birds, and the corrupt human race. So God, to prove that it's a genetic story, God brings two by two of all of the animal kingdom onto this massive ark, and two by two of the human family, Noah's family, onto the ark, wipes out the corrupted DNA on a global level, and then has them start over again. It's a genetic DNA story. Now, if that's far-fetched to people, then they simply need to meditate on the words of Jesus Christ, which where he says, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And what was the primary sin in the days of Noah? Well, yeah, it was wickedness and violence, but the primary sin was the interspecies breeding between fallen angels and human women. So Jesus is telling us that in the time period before his return, there's going to be a resurgence of this hybrid species once again. And one of the proofs of that is the fact that hundreds of billions of dollars are being spent by all the major nations in the world in the field of transhumanism and biotechnology, where we know for a fact they're integrating or merging animal DNA with human DNA. And many people suspect they're merging animal-human DNA with Nephilim DNA. And that's what Jesus Christ seems to indicate, that in the last days before he returns, we're going to see a resurgence of that hybrid species, which is a cross between a fallen angel and a human woman. And they will be what was referred to as the mighty men of old, and they will possess a certain level of power. I mean, this is what Hitler's eugenics program was about, that he borrowed from Rockefeller in the 1920s. The entire Hitlerian eugenics program, and Nietzsche talking about the Übermensch, the supermen, and its link to the Nordic gods and the legends of Hyperborea, this great under-the-ice civilization where these star beings retreated after a flood, and they allegedly produced a super race. And many people think Hyperborea or Thule was part of Atlantis. And as I go to great length to document in the book, this is not just an esoteric conversation, as you know, Dr. Stan, because the elite of our world, read, for example, the philosopher Plato, who in his books creates the ideal human government based on the government of Atlantis. And in the government of Atlantis, it was ruled by 10 god kings. And Plato then transfers this idea in Plato's Republic to we should have societies ruled by philosopher kings, 10 philosopher kings. And what he's really talking about is the scientific elite or the secretive occult elite. And they are the ones, as you've written so well in your book, Brotherhood of Darkness, these are the people that are ruling planet Earth behind the scenes.
And, you know, I think it's the hardest thing for people to begin to correlate how all of this is going on. We're seeing a lot of programs about UFOs, and they tell us these are aliens from another universe, and they're down here visiting us or watching us or something of the sort. But they never really will tell you, or very, very seldom will tell you, that these are truly beings from the other dimension, from the satanic dimension. And, of course, when you talk to some of these people who've so-called encountered these aliens, so many of the women have been sexually violated in one way or another, and suddenly some of them have even been pregnant, and then the children have been taken away. The story sounds so preposterous. Most people can't believe they are true, and yet I believe it is as it was in the days of Noah, and I really believe that this is true, and these things are taking place, and there really are these powerful spirits and forces. They are not imaginary. They're really very, very real today.
Yeah, you're right, Dr. Stan. And here's the thing, and you probably went through this process. I did for decades. You know, I write books like A Prophecy of the Future of America, which deals with these subjects. But what people don't understand that at every key juncture, whether we're talking about this Nephilim story or the mating of fallen angels and human women or the existence, the actual historical evidence, the existence of the Illuminati, and transhumanism, and the kinds of things we talked about, at every single point in the road, I reacted with skepticism, disbelief, and I actually did not believe any of the assertions. that we're talking about tonight. I just did not believe any of it. And so because I was so indoctrinated in the educational system of our society, which creates a bias against that. But when I began to do my own research, and I went to credible scientific sources, going back to the Tower of Babylon and accounts of Atlantis, and I began to read these historical documents by like people like Plato and H.G. Wells and the Huxleys, Julian and Aldous Huxley, you know, Brave New World and UNESCO. And I began to really tear apart this material, and Sir Francis Bacon, who in the mid-1600s developed a secret occult plan for America to be the head of the New World Order and the head of the New Atlantis. And when I began to read what Bacon actually said and how he planned for America to be the New Atlantis, all of this stuff was hidden from me at the university level. When I saw these firsthand historical documents, and I saw, for example, that George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Hamilton and the father of the first Great Awakening, Jonathan Edwards, and his descendants, who were the founders and presidents of the Ivy League universities like Yale and Harvard and Princeton, these men all, for example, in their published writings, warned of the great dangers of the Illuminati and the relationship between the Illuminati and the central banks. And Bacon, who was the head of the Rosicrucian movement, an occult movement, the Illuminati is simply an extension of the Rosicrucian movement. So we have evangelical leaders today, and we have so-called conservative media personalities, that when you bring up the term Illuminati or conspiracy or whatever, their knee-jerk reaction is to laugh. But if you contrast the laughter and mockery of your average Christian leader towards the reality of the Illuminati and secret societies, and they will laugh and say that's extremism and that's a conspiracy theory. But, you know, these men, the Christian leaders and the conservative pundits, are really very uneducated men. Because if you contrast their thinking and research with, for example, Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and Jonathan Edwards and the father of the Second Great Awakening, Charles Finney, these men were intellectuals. They were philosophers. They knew multiple languages. They really knew history. All of these men wrote extensively and warned about the dangers and the reality of the Illuminati and its relationship to the central banks taking over our nation. So we have a very distinct contrast. We have a modern Christian leadership which is uneducated, and the result is they laugh when you bring up the Illuminati. But if you were to talk to Jonathan Edwards or Charles Finney or even the Founding Fathers, they wouldn't have laughed about the Illuminati because they knew the Illuminati was a very real and threatening organization.
There's no question. In fact, I want this wonderful quotation you have from Manly P. Hall. And Manly P. Hall was certainly one of the leaders of the World Occult Movement. He was a 33rd degree Mason. He died about 1991, but I have many, many of his books. And you quote him as saying on page 233 in this quotation, I actually have in his book, I have a copy of it. And he said this. Now, this is one of the leaders of this world occult movement. They have a big library down in Los Angeles where all of his papers are. And here's what Manly P. Hall wrote. There exists in the world today and has existed for thousands of years a body of enlightened humans united in what might be termed the Order of the Quest. It is composed of those whose intellectual and spiritual perceptions have revealed to them that civilization has a secret destiny. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. That secret destiny is this one world government, this one world financial system, and this new one world religion. And it's all about the destruction of Christianity, which is why the Masons on the Supreme Court in 1962 took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, prayer out of our schools. Well, now that's true, and the Masons control the Supreme Court. Why don't our religious leaders tell us that? And it basically, well, I'm sure some of them don't know, but some of them do know, and they've been planted within the religious organizations, both Catholic and Protestant, to actually destroy and undermine the very fabric of Christianity, which is why certainly Pope Francis has appointed a special committee to investigate the pedophilia and Satanism at the highest level in the Vatican today.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Paul was just saying that the scientific technology that is available today is beyond your comprehension. It's probably 100 years ahead of what we've been told. They have amazing technology where they can watch us. They can listen to everything we say. They can watch us through our own cell phones or through our own television sets, the more modern ones, have a built-in camera. Everything certainly is for monitoring and controlling. They are certainly are using the United States, the wealth and military power of the United States, to subject and to subdue the whole world and to control the whole world and to create a one-world government and a one-world financial system and a one-world religion. And they're working hand in glove with the leaders of China and of Russia. But you're supposed to think they're the enemy so that you'll rely upon our government to protect us from those wicked enemy. And yet we financed communist China since its inception in 1949. Certainly Russia and it's since communist Russia since its inception in 1917. But we can't let the American people know that. Now, Paul was just saying that certainly there have been some amazing new developments, even in the last couple of days. Go right ahead, Paul.
Well, a lot of information is being released incrementally, but let's talk about computer brain interfaces. And there's even a television show that's being promoted like crazy right now, where the main hero has a computer chip in his brain, and he's being controlled by the computer chip. Well, that's a subtle way of getting people used to that idea. We have had computer brain interfaces for at least two decades. We've had satellites that can beam EMF waves into the human brain for probably since the 1970s, and they can cause people through the transmission of EMF waves to see pictures, to hear voices, and it controls moods. It'll make you euphoric or peaceful or compliant or anxious, and you can actually hear thoughts that you think are your own. Now, again, I can see somebody saying, well, I don't believe that. Well, it's not a matter of whether you believe it or not. You need to do your homework. Aldous Huxley wrote the book Brave New World. Brave New World. And he gave a speech at the University of Berkeley, and you can go to my website. I have free audio. You can listen to the speech. And I quote him in my book. And he was talking about the ultimate revolution. And what he was saying to this group of scientists was that the truly efficient authoritarian regime of the future, which is now, is one where through drugs, through brain wave technologies, and scientific mind control that's 100 years more advanced than people realize it is, you can cause people, he said, to love their slavery and love their servitude. So there's no need for a violent oppression, you can brainwash people into loving their servitude. And that's what we have here in America. Now, in addition to that, around the same time period, Brzezinski came out with a book where he talked about and advocated the use of psychotronic weapons on populations inside the United States and other places in the world. And most people, they just went by them. Well, what are psychotronic weapons? Well, psychotronic weapons are weapons that are electronic. They can work in conjunction with pharmaceutical drugs. And they can control the minds and the thinking of the ordinary citizen so that the ordinary citizen, in a sense, is in a state of mind control and scientific brainwashing so that they are happy participants. Now, this is where it gets very dicey. If the pulpits in America were actually preaching from the Word of God and preaching, for example, from the Book of Revelation, where it talks about a one-world government, one-world economic system, and one-world religion, and the mark of the beast, which is a microchip implant or a nanochip implant or a biochip implant, if the pastors were faithfully teaching what the Word of God said, the Word of God is right up to speed on what people like Brzezinski are talking about. So Brzezinski then went on to say, as did many of the elite, that, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, you know, we're above traditional morality. We have kind of a divine right to rule the masses because we're superior, and we're going to control them with sophisticated technologies, and that's what's happening in America today.
And the average American has no idea about this. I mean, it seems that America is the same country it was 20 or 30 years ago, but it really isn't, certainly. America has changed. It's changed dramatically. In fact, I'm just thinking of what it was when I was a boy in the 1930s, 1940s. This is not the same country at all. It's not the same country because, of course, they control the media. They control the tax-exempt foundations. It controls the educational process. And they largely determine what the American people read, hear, think, see, and believe. We'll be back in a moment with Paul.
Now know why so many people agree that miracle soap really is a miracle. Miracle soap products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
But hold the thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. So Paul is talking about this coming year. This coming year is probably going to be one of the most difficult, exciting, dangerous, and has opportunities for great changes in our society for the better if the people really will be involved. We are here on the earth. God has put us here on the earth for a purpose. A lot of people don't understand that, but those of us who do certainly and are doing the best we can only hope that certainly we can move other people to an understanding of the true spiritual nature of the events that are unfolding today. Because this is a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And as Paul says so well in his book entitled A Prophecy of the Future of America, and we'll be talking more about that book shortly, but as Paul says, we are called to be involved. God knows what's going to happen, but we can certainly change things, hold off this final destruction of the world if there are enough people who care. We won't change God's ultimate plan, but we can certainly delay it for a time, whether it be a matter of months, weeks, years, or or decades or centuries, we don't know. But we're here for a purpose, and we should fulfill that purpose to the best of our ability. And there's no place, certainly, for people who are neither on the right or the left, on the with God or against God, because if you're not actively involved in this spiritual battle, then you're part of the problem. Well, before we go on, Paul, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry. Now, we are going to carry your book, The Prophecy of the Future of America, which I think is excellent. It's a little over 400 pages, but it's got information in it that everybody in this audience needs to read. But how can people get in touch with your ministry, listen to your programs, get to your website, get your information?
Well, I have a ton of free YouTube teachings, hours long, all free, radio interviews, 3 hours long, thousands of pages of articles, all kinds of free resources if they'll go to paulmcguire.com or paulmcguire.org, a blog site, eBlast, which they should sign up for. And Paul McGuire is spelled M-C-G-U-I-R-E. So paulmcguire.com would be a great place to start. And there's a ton of stuff free. If people choose to get the book, which I think they should, they can do that also. But, hey, they can learn a lot just reading all the free material and passing it on to their friends. So I appreciate you allowing me to plug that.
Well, you go right ahead, because I think your information is vitally important, and people need to become involved, they need to become informed, and then hopefully they'll join us in this truly spiritual battle. But go right ahead.
Well, it's amazing what the Lord has done. On one hand, we have these enormous problems. On one hand, we have what's called a monolithic media, that all the major media, and that includes all the conservative media pundits that many people are in love with and they think that they're trustworthy, but these conservative, so-called conservative media pundits are controlled by six media corporations. So these men and women are not free to tell the truth. Now, when I say that, I'm talking about firsthand experience. I hosted a nationally syndicated radio show, 4 hours, Monday through Friday, drive time for over 10 years. I was on Fox News Network and CNN, hundreds of times debating the biggest hosts, the leading economists. And I began to realize something when I would make these appearances, that there were unspoken rules. Let's talk about the Federal Reserve. I would debate the leading economists and the editors of like the Wall Street Journal and many leading financial publications. And we would get into debates, and they would always talk about the Fed, the Fed, the Fed. And I began to notice that there was an unspoken rule. You could talk about the Fed all you wanted to, as long as you did not explain what the Fed or Federal Reserve was really all about. And I began to realize that there were probably two kinds of people around me. Those that actually did know what the Fed was, and they chose to keep their jobs and keep their mouths shut. But there was a surprising number of people who were editors of major financial publications who simply did not know what the Fed was. And just in a nutshell, and many of your listeners know this, the Federal Reserve is simply a fancy word for the central bank that Thomas Jefferson and George Washington warned against, because the central banks controlled the governments of Europe prior to the American Revolution. So in 1913, 1914, they snuck through the Federal Reserve Act. And that's important because a cartel of international bankers took over the American monetary supply. And our government has no jurisdiction over the Fed. They're not allowed to know what's in the budget. They're not allowed to know about the interest rates. They're not allowed to know how much money they're printing from nothing. And this international group of bankers controls our money supply. It creates recessions. It creates depression. It creates inflation. And it's completely against the Constitution, but nobody will touch it because the bankers of the Fed control these six media corporations. Now, I want to challenge your listeners. I know many of them are very fond of their so-called conservative media personalities that they watch and some of the politicians that they think are really crusaders. But I want to challenge them to really reevaluate that and to really take a fresh look at these media pundits that they think are so truthful and honest. And I think they will find, if they pay attention carefully, that basically these conservative media pundits, their job is to create the illusion that you're making progress and to create the illusion that they're telling you the truth, when in fact they're basically having smoke and mirrors and there's no progress being made whatsoever. I mean, if they would simply disclose the fact that both political parties are controlled by the same people, that would be a step in honesty. But they want to perpetuate this football game between the Republicans and the Democrats. And as long as we're, you know, caught up emotionally in this completely artificial competition between the Republicans and Democrats, conservative and liberals, we're not going to make any progress because all of those groups are fulfilling the same agenda, and all of those groups are controlled by the same people.
And I think that's so vitally important. They've infiltrated certainly our conservative organizations, our liberal organizations, our conservative media, our liberal media, our conservative political organizations, our liberal political organizations. They control both sides, and basically it's only certainly through the alternative media today that we can get the information out. But fortunately, we still have a voice, and I think that voice is growing, and more people know something's wrong, and I can assure you that within the next 6 to 9 months, everybody's going to know something is seriously wrong because the whole economy is going to begin to implode, I fear. And all we need is some of the foreign countries to start unloading the $11 or $12 trillion that they're holding in American bonds and suddenly stocks and things of that sort. And they will suddenly flood this country with money. Inflation will take off and, well, the life savings of the vast majority of the American people will be destroyed. Unfortunately, I fear that an awful lot of people, when the whole monetary system begins to collapse, will look to government to solve the problem without realizing, of course, it is the people who control the government, and that is the central bank of the Federal Reserve System that created the problem. We have a new director of the Federal Reserve System, Miss Yellen, who was certainly recently appointed to be the director, the new director of the Fed. And I think that they're certainly going to let this whole thing fall apart under her direction. But go right ahead.
Well, I think you're right. And this is where I believe that God's hand of protection is on his people. By the providence of God, God has allowed social media, internet, podcasting, radio on the internet, all kinds of social media to proliferate. And if you look at the real numbers that are being hidden by the major media, you'll begin to notice that many programs such as yours and other people's internet radio programs and independent blog sites and independent e-blasts and YouTube, et cetera, if you look at the raw numbers of actual viewers and listeners to this alternative media that's exploding primarily via social media and the internet, you find some interesting facts. The raw numbers of, compared to the biggest shows on Fox, there are numerous alternative social media networks on the internet that have a larger audience than Fox News. And CNN, for example, I can name off the top of my head 10 conservative Christian radio podcasting or organizations on the internet that have audiences that are substantially larger than even Anderson Cooper, and 10 times the size of MSNBC, et cetera. So we have the illusion versus reality. There's an illusion that these guys in the fancy suits and the girls in the pretty dresses have massive audiences. But the reality is that it's the new media. It's the people that are really telling the truth and sticking their necks out through the internet primarily. they're generating massive numbers of actual listeners that exceed the so-called media giants, and they have a minuscule budget compared to, let's say, CNN. So there's a media revolution occurring, and information is getting out there through programs like yours if people choose to take advantage of it.
Well, I think there's exciting times. What a wonderful time it is today to have the opportunity to have a voice that can be heard across the country. And certainly, now you're doing a regular talk radio program today. How can people listen to your programs?
Well, we're doing a number of things. In 2014, we're kicking off a social media platform that is going to drive our YouTube, our podcasts, our interviews. This is not a matter of bragging. It's a matter of fact. Just about every article I now write goes viral, and it gets picked up by tens of thousands of independent blog sites and websites. And a lot of this stuff goes viral. And we have, for example, I did a three-hour interview the other day, which has a minimum of 100,000 downloads of people who listen to all 3 hours of the content. So we're moving ahead on all of that very aggressively. Books aggressively, book and film projects, DVDs. We're moving very quickly into that area. Because I find that people are spreading it among themselves, and people are hungry for truth. Now, with my book, A Prophecy of the Future of America, there was a time, this is my 23rd book. I didn't write this just to write another book. I wrote it because I really felt I had an obligation to tell the truth and to try and make a change and a difference. But this book and a whole series of books I've written, like The Day the Dollar Died, by the grace of God and all these new technologies, I no longer have to go through traditional publishing sources, which used to demand that I censor all the important content and water it down. I now can distribute them myself through my own media, and I can reach, and we are reaching people all over the world in huge numbers. This book is flying out the door. And I don't have some massive PR team or budget. It's simply word of mouth. And it's not because I'm so great. It's simply because people are hungry for the truth, and they're not getting the truth on Fox and the so-called conservative radio talk shows. So we're waging a full frontal communications assault globally. And it's working. And so when they go to paulmcguire.com and paulmcguire.org in the next 6 months, they're going to see more videos, more free articles, more bite-sized video teaching and news presentations, films, and not just, you know, overly indulgent and expensive stuff. I don't believe in that. I believe in doing stuff that's very raw, that's right from the heart. I'm not interested in a bunch of fancy stuff, but I am interested in intense, truthful content. And I have found, and you've probably found the same thing, you know, 10 years ago people said, you're a conspiracy theorist and you're extreme. And I laughed. I'm still laughing. But as each year goes by, I don't hear that as much, because the things that I said, and I'm sure the things that you said, Dr. Stan, are now coming true. I mean, I said with The Day the Dollar Died, that was published about 3 years ago, that we're going to see a devaluation of the dollar. I talked about the coming one world currency and the brain computer interfaces and all kinds of stuff. And people are seeing it now. So they know what we say is credible. And conversely, they know they're being lied to by the other media. So I believe God's using all these things to blow open the doors wide. And there's two kinds of people out there. There's people who really want the truth, And then there's people who are steadfastly resisting the truth. And I can't help those people. The only thing I can do is pray for them.
Well, they're probably the people who, even despite what's going on across America, still believe we have global warming.
Oh, yeah.
They've heard it so often. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, most of what people believe just is not true. And basically, whether it be the background of the Second World War, in fact, rather exciting, you know, there's so many people out there who are doing what Paul is doing. WorldNet Daily is doing a very good job. In fact, Jerome Corsi, who's one of the regular commentators, has written a wonderful new book on hunting Hitler, and goes into the background of the fact that Hitler did escape and suddenly got up to South America. And basically, we've been talking about that for some time. To the average individual, the idea that the Nazi leader escaped and was allowed to live in South America. Why didn't the Jews track him down? They weren't allowed to. I mean, they were given an option that basically you either let these Nazis go free and we'll suddenly give you Israel, or you can go after them and you won't get Israel. And they chose Israel. And this was, I mean, here you have the thousands of Nazi hunters and they could only find two Nazis in all of South America. I mean, Klaus Barbie and Adolf Eichmann. Do you honestly believe that? Well, but there's so many things now that basically if we can get people to understand that most of what they think and most of what they believe is not true, there really is no global warming. In fact, we're having one of the coldest years we're going to have, and we'll probably have it for some time. Certainly that Adolf Hitler did not die in the bunker. That most of what you've been told about how we went after the Nazis to punish the Nazis after the Second World War is simply a lie. Most of what you learned in school was not true. It took me years to unlearn what I'd learned in school and college. And our guest this evening, Paul McGuire, you'll want to get his book, A Prophecy of America. We're going to carry it. It's a very important book. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800 844-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Hold that thought, hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Paul is just simply saying that if we would utilize the supernatural power that is available to us if we believe in our Lord and utilize that as great people have as the past, we can have an effect on what is going on and hopefully either delay or change the course of what lies ahead. Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
God bless and good night.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, or if you prefer a little phrase that I used when I was using this telephone number from with my AIDS book, why it's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Now, let me mention we are going to be carrying Paul McGuire's book, Prophecy of the Future of America. Prophecy of the Future of America is 400 pages. It originally was about 1,200 pages. He actually had to shrink it down, 1,400 pages, to 400, but it's very well done. And certainly goes into so many aspects of what's going on today. There really is a small group that controls both political parties and makes mockery of our electoral process. These people know exactly what they're doing because they serve a different God. Now, they have lots of associates who do not understand what this is all about, but there's a little small clique, and not far less than 100 people, who run America today. And certainly that is the North American branch of the Trilateral Commission. You can go to their website, trilateral.org. That's trilateral.org, and look at their logo. It's basically three sixes in a circle, joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. They understand the spiritual implications of what's going on. They just don't want you to understand the spiritual implications. They have the power from the dark side, but if we claim it, we can have the power from our Lord's side. And basically, here I am, in a retired orthopedic surgeon. I do 5 hours of talk radio a day. We're dependent upon the Lord to provide for us so we can finance what we're doing. And basically, the Lord is good, and certainly he's motivated many people to join the Radio Liberty family. Certainly, we could certainly use all more support so we can get more stations. But right now, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope you'll want to get the book by Paul McGuire, A Prophecy of the Future of America, because he goes into this spiritual battle, which he does very, very well. And you must understand this is not imaginary. There really are supernatural forces, and there's supernatural power out there that you can tap into. Suddenly there is another dimension, a spiritual dimension. My wife, I've never seen a UFO, but my wife has. She and her dad watched it for half an hour, and one of the other people in the town she lived in at the time saw it as well. He was afraid to come forward and tell anyone because everybody would think he was crazy. Suddenly, I have a young orthopedic surgeon I was very, very close to who was laying in bed, and suddenly this demonic being landed on his chest, and of course, he was frightened to death. I mean, he had come from the typical university level. I suddenly believed in all the material things, but not the supernatural, and it wasn't until he actually was able to gain his composure and go into the bathroom and pull back his shirt and see the claw marks on his chest that he suddenly became a Christian. This is not imaginary, it's real. There is a supernatural dimension out there, as I've commented before. A major general who worked for Special Forces, and Special Forces has a unit that contacts the other dimension. And this major general had actually taken a spoon from one of Joyce Riley's spoons and embedded it into a perfect circle, and I held that spoon. There was no way a human being moved that spoon. And it happened just the day before I arrived. But this is the world we live in today. There is a supernatural element, and you can join us in this spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Steve Frank, who actually has been at this about as long as I have, going back 50 years or more. He certainly puts out an email, certainly directive every morning at 3 o'clock in the morning. You can sign up to that, get his commentary without charge. Steve is one of those people who is certainly on the front lines of this battle, trying to educate people about what is really going on in the world today. And one of the major problems that we have coming up, of course, is Obamacare. Now, why is Obamacare suddenly a problem? Well, first of all, why it's going to destroy the practice of medicine. Here in California, the head of the CMA has said that up to 70% of the doctors will not participate in this program when it gets underway because they won't be able to afford to. They'll either have to retire or simply suddenly just not take care of Obamacare patients, but certainly it's going to have a profound economic impact upon so many of the people. My son, when he got his new bill, when the cost of his health care insurance, a catastrophic policy, went from $4,000 to $14,000 a year, and many people are having certainly 25, 50, 100%, 200%, even 300% increase in the price of their health care. Now, what is that going to do? Well, it's going to have an impact upon a lot of these people. A lot of people are going on Medicaid. In fact, most of the people who are signing up for Medicaid today, for Obamacare today, are going on to Medicaid. This is the vast majority of the people. And where's the money coming from? Well, the government is simply going to create the money out of nothing. We're simply borrowing money to finance the new unemployment benefits. We're borrowing the money to pay for the new, sort of about a million people on Medicaid so far. In addition to those already on Medicaid, between Medicare and Medicaid, we have close to about 100 million people on government medicine where they're paying the prices. But what this is going to do is going to mean that the average individual will have far less money to spend in the economy. What it'll mean, of course, the economy then, certainly things that people would have been buying, they're not going to buy. And it's going to have an impact then on manufacturing here in the United States and in other countries. Certainly the economy is going to begin to slow. And I think this is going to be one of the big forces really behind the destruction and the undermining of the economy today. They keep telling us that the economy certainly is only growing maybe 1 or 2% a year. Ladies and gentlemen, they're lying because when they come up with the GDP estimates, they use their phony inflation figures. Inflation is not 1 or 2%. Inflation certainly is about 8%. And if you look at that, we're going behind certainly 4 to 5% every year. And nobody's telling the American people that the government is lying to us about the economy. Steve Frank, pick up the story and tell us about Obamacare or Obamatable Care.
Well, it's the Non-Affordable Care Act, as I like to call it. Dr. Stan, good to be with you this evening. I saw a story the other day that put the whole problem of Obamacare into proper perspective. As you know, as a doctor, there's always been discussions about what type of procedures and medicines do you give patients, and at what point in life do you make the determination as a doctor that a patient should get palliative care rather than corrective care? At what point does it make more sense just to make a patient comfortable rather than correct the problem? Well, under Obamacare, doctors no longer need to make that decision based on an individual patient. Because under Obamacare, once you hit 70 years old, it will be almost impossible for you to get a stent in your heart.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We, the staff at Freeze Dry Guy, have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Steve is saying that basically there are only going to be about 400 medicines that can legally be prescribed to the patients. And, of course, there are lots more medicines than that. But basically, the federal government is going to determine what medicines certainly that doctors can prescribe, at what age certainly people will be able to get a hip replacement, and after 70 or why, of course, you're not going to be able to get a hip replacement, you're not going to be able to get a cardiac replacement, you're certainly not going to be able to get a cardiac transplant, like certainly Dick Cheney did going to England, you're not going to be able to get certainly stents in your arteries, in your heart, they're simply going to let you die. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what's happened in America, and where is the outcome? outcry from our medical leaders? Where is the outcry certainly from our political leaders? Where is the outcry from the people? Why, it's deafening in its silence. Go right ahead.
Well, then it goes, so let's say you're over 70 and you need a hip replacement, and you say to the doctor, look, even though Obamacare won't pay for it, I'll pay for it myself. I have the money, and I'll pay you the cost of the surgery. Under Obamacare, the doctor is not allowed to do any procedures for Obamacare patients that he gets paid extra from the patients. So he's not allowed to do it. And in fact, under Obamacare, were he to do a hip replacement for you, and you're over 70, and you pay for it out of your checking account, he could lose his medical license for doing that.
Well, Chris, I think what's going to happen, Steve, is that certainly the hospitals on the other side of the border in Mexico certainly are going to have an awful lot of business there. And I think they're going to be certainly, I know the quality of medical practice certainly in parts of Mexico is excellent. And I think that basically people, certainly today, people come from England and from Canada to the United States to get health care. Why, they're going to be going from the United States to Mexico or to other countries throughout the world for health care. But where is the outcry? Where is the indignation? This is what infuriates me, Steve, is that the people seem to be just accepting it and unconcerned that what we're really doing is condemning their parents and their grandparents to death. And that is exactly what Obamacare is all about, because Barack Hussein Obama is an evil, evil and wicked bisexual man.
Well, I think I have an answer for you as to the question, where is the outrage? I think there will be outrage by the end of 2014, because under the terms of Obamacare, these people who are getting these subsidized rates, these cheap rates, are not having their deductibles nor their copays subsidized. So while they may be getting fairly cheap health care coverage insurance, they're not getting cheap health care, because they're going to have to pay anywhere between $2,500 to $7,500 in a year before Obamacare comes into play. They don't have that money, and they're going to be paying extremely high copays in order to see a doctor or go to a hospital. And so they're going to realize that the old Milton Friedman statement, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch, Tan Stoffel, is true in health care. These folks think they're getting away with free health care, but it's going to cost them everything they own.
Well, I think that this is going to be for all sorts of people. The one thing about this whole healthcare system is the fact that they're totally dependent upon forcing the young people, those people probably from about 18 up to maybe 35 or 40, to join the program. A lot of these people don't have healthcare because they're healthy and they don't need it. And they're going to be certainly, well, if they don't take up the healthcare, it's certainly required. So they're going to have to pay a fine for not taking out this health care, and a lot of them are going to pay the fine if they do not put in their $5,000 to $6,000 or $7,000 a year into the health care. The whole system is going to economically collapse. They're just going to have to borrow more and more money, and we can't keep borrowing more and more money, because if we do, other countries throughout the world are certainly going to start dumping their dollars, and when that happens, the whole economic system is coming down. And I think that really that's exactly what they intend. These people who are behind Obama, and remember, Obama is simply a front for the power structure. Those people behind Obama know exactly what's going to happen, and I think this is going to bring down the entire economy of our nation.
Well, it's going to be a very difficult time for us. I mean, we have Common Core. We're just destroying our education system. We have extremely high taxes. We're destroying our economy. You have the president destroying the coal industry and bringing in extremely high cost alternative energy. So he's destroying the ability of this country to manufacture goods and families to have a good quality of living. We have a water shortage in most of the West and in the South. And here in California next year, or this year, I should say, the government's only guaranteeing farmers 5% of the water that they need, which means basically they have to close down the farms in the Central Valley. This is not a good time to be an American. And with the health care, not only are they destroying our ability to pay for health care, they're destroying our ability to get quality health care. One of the stories I'm doing tomorrow is that Walmart has a health care program for its employees that is significantly cheaper than Obamacare, provides much higher quality health care, more choices for the workers of Walmart to get. And interestingly enough, under Obamacare, you can't go to the Mayo Clinic. You can't go to Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles. You can't go to the Cleveland Clinic in the Midwest because those hospitals, which are world-class hospitals, won't accept Obamacare or participate in the exchanges. But the Walmart health care program for their employees does have the Mayo Clinic, does have Cedars and these other world-class hospitals. So in effect, Walmart is providing better quality health care for millions of people than is President Obama.
Now, is that for the employees? Is that for anybody who wants to subscribe to it?
No, that's just for the employees.
Okay, fine.
But it is extremely cheap, and the quality doesn't have the limitations that Obamacare has. And if you're you've been to some Walmarts, and there's these nice folks who are 75 and 80 who greet you at the Walmart. They get coverage like an 18-year-old. If they need a hip replacement under the Walmart health care program, as long as the doctor certifies that, which is the right way to do it anyway, if a doctor certifies it, they'll get the hip replacement.
Well, so the Obamacare or abominable care is going to be a disaster for America. And what is infuriating to me is that more Americans are not speaking out against this, knowing full well that this is going to certainly impoverish a lot of people. It's going to drive doctors out of medical practice. But the biggest thing is it's designed to ration access to health care and to kill and deprive the elderly. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, the elderly are certainly not going to get the care that they need to maintain their health. I'm 85, or I will be 85 next month. And basically, I would like to be around for a few more years. But if I were to get sick, certainly I would be very loath to go to a local hospital under Obamacare. In fact, if I needed anything, I would go to Mexico to get it, or I would go to Thailand or elsewhere, because you're not going to get adequate health care here in the United States. And I wonder if some of the people out in the audience have any thoughts on this. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Steve Frank. Go right ahead, Steve.
Well, you know, there's another part of all this. You and I have spoken before about the Obama tax program being a redistribution of wealth. And normally when we talk about it, we're talking about the middle class and the wealthy redistributing their wealth. Well, actually, Obamacare is forcing the poor and the middle class also to redistribute the wealth, but not to one another, but instead to government. Last year, the state of California made the determination that instead of having all these different health plans that the state has for children, for adults, et cetera, that they're going to put 630,000 people who are on those health plans into Medi-Cal, which is the California version of Medicaid. And they didn't ask the people if they want to be put into Medi-Cal. They are being forced to go into it. Now, on the surface, that may sound like, well, what difference does it make? Whether they're in one government program or another, they still get health care. The difference is this. Under Medi-Cal, which is part of Medicaid, Medi-Cal is not a health care program. It is a loan program where the federal government, along with the state government, loans you money to have health care coverage. Then when you die, your assets first go to the state in order to pay for the health care loans that you've taken. So if you're on Medi-Cal for 12 or 15 years and you've seen doctors over that time and had medicines and a few procedures, you could literally owe $100,000 to $150,000 at the time of your death to the government. And the government is going to take your bank accounts, your jewelry, your house, your car, any of your assets, they'll pay off that debt. So when you think you're getting free health care, and then you when you die, you'll be able to give assets to your heirs, to your children and grandchildren, you won't, because the government's going to take it all. And that's part of the plan on how they have to pay for Obamacare.
Steve, has that been the way that Medi-Cal has worked or Medicaid has worked in the past? I was totally unaware of that.
Yes, it is. And I saw the story about it last week. And Medicaid and Medi-Cal.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927.
That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Steve Frank. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But Steve says that here in California, about 630,000 people are being put onto Medicare. These are people who've been on other government welfare programs, and now they're going to be on Medi-Cal. And when you go onto Medi-Cal, of course, now the federal government owns everything that you have, so that when you die, if you're an older person, or they can claim your house, your furniture, your jewelry, your car, and then, of course, dispose of that to get back the money that they gave you for Medi-Cal, for Medicare. Now, go right ahead, Steve.
Well, earlier this evening, I had a conversation with a friend of mine who's extremely wealthy and owns three corporations down in Orange County, California. And as part of the discussion, I told him I was going to be on the show tonight and we're going to discuss Obamacare. And we got into a discussion of his corporations. And he has about 250 to 275 employees. And he provides them with a very good health care program, what the federal government under Obamacare calls a Cadillac program, which is extremely good coverage. And under Obamacare in 2017, which is only 3 years from now, he will have to pay a luxury tax for providing that. And he took a look at the cost of it, and he says even he can't afford to pay the luxury tax. So in 2017, he's going to cut loose his employees from health care and force them to buy Obamacare, and he's going to be willing to pay $2,000 apiece for cutting them loose. And it's significantly cheaper for him to do that, and he would like to be able to have everybody continue their great health care coverage, but he can't. And that, so what's going to occur is that good programs, healthcare programs like he has, that a lot of great corporations have for their employees because they really believe in doing that, will no longer have great healthcare. So the quality of healthcare, top to bottom, is going to be cut. And these poor folks are going to have to start paying for the healthcare themselves, which then makes it a loss to them of salary if they have to pay, like your son, $14,000 a year, when currently they're paying less than $2,000 a year for their portion of the cover of the healthcare coverage, and that's a lot. That's a pay cut to these people, and that means their standard of living will have to go down to continue to pay for the healthcare.
Well, of course, one of the things that I'm very concerned about is that a lot of employers, especially if they don't have a large profit margin, are going to cut back a lot of their employees to less than 30 hours a week, because that's the only way that they will be able to continue employing them. Because, of course, if they have more than 30 hours a week, they're going to have to provide health care for them. And so I think we're going to see more and more people put onto part-term and part-time employment, maybe even having to have a couple of jobs every day or every week. All the time, simply so that they can make ends meet. I think this is going to have a disastrous effect on our economy. What are your thoughts?
Well, it is going to have it already is. 70% of all the jobs created in calendar year 2013, last year, 70% of all the jobs created that Obama has just been crowing about and proud of were part-time or temporary jobs, not full-time jobs at all. We are now, thanks to Obamacare, into a part-time economy. Companies can no longer afford to have people work more than 30 hours a week. And so there are numerous people, more people working, but they're not getting paid as much, the pay is less, and no benefits to go with it. It's a lose-lose situation for the companies, for the employees, and quite frankly, it's a loss to the American economy, because The purpose of Obamacare seems to be to force people into part-time work. And I've seen some so-called progressive newsletters and magazines on the internet talk about this isn't bad, this is good. That allows to have these employees who no longer work full-time to be able to spend their time, and this is their phrase, to self-actualize, to learn more about themselves, and to be one with nature. Heck, as far as I know, these people want full-time jobs so they can have a good quality of life, and instead the left wants these people to look at their navels.
Well, I think that really this is Obamacare is, in my estimation, designed to fail. They know they're not stupid people, ladies and gentlemen. And you can't certainly put more and more people onto half-time employment. You can't jack up the insurance rates. You can't ration access to health care for the elderly and simply let them die. Let me tell you, if you need a hip replacement, you're going to get it one way or another. And I think the whole system is coming down. And anybody who supports it should be stricken from office.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Okay. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have as our guest this evening, Steve Frank. And we have Joe Hing on the line. We have Mike from Scotts Valley. But certainly before we go on, Steve, would you certainly tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, how they can certainly get your daily email, the release that you put out at 3 o'clock every morning?
They can go to capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com,
And at 3 o'clock every morning, I put out 10 stories that the media either misrepresents or the media doesn't promote as important for Americans and Californians to see. And this is the California Political News and Views, and it is free, and it comes out every morning at 3 a.m.
Okay, Joe, did you have another question?
Yeah, okay, I'll wrap it up pretty quickly for you guys. My other point is I am not forming a revocable trust. A revocable trust. So if at any time I want to revoke certain stipulations in there, I can. Not with an irrevocable trust. You cannot do that. Here's my other question. All right, so these corporations now are going to be strapped with a higher cost to employ their employees. Well, why don't they just raise the prices of their goods, and then they'll be able to keep their employees on full time?
Joe, why, if you raise the cost of your product, why, then you lose customers. That's why. Okay, thanks very much. Let's go to Mike calling from Scotts Valley. Mike, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I do. Steve, thanks for being on tonight and covering the topic. Me and my wife are listening to the program, and as you kind of lay out what we're dealing with here, solution-wise, for a people that would be spirit-led, you know, what do you suggest would be some of the ways that we keep ourselves, you know, covered under God's provision instead of getting sucked into this?
Well, go ahead. Do you have any thoughts on that, Steve, in response to Mike? Who wants to know what to do?
Well, the most important thing to do is go, you're up in Scotts Valley, which is Northern California. You need to talk to your congressman and discuss this with him or her and let them know of your concern. You need to go to town hall meetings where the members of Congress or the Senate hold for the public. You need to participate in talk radio like you're doing right now. It's important for you to write letters to the editor. It's important for you to get involved in political campaigns. I'm not telling you who to support or not support, but you do need to get involved. You can't expect others to do that work for you. You need to take every opportunity you can in order to express your concerns, whether it be at your VFW hall or your Rotary Club meeting or your Chamber of Commerce. You need to let people know of your concern and get others as concerned as you are. The sad part is very few people get concerned enough, and Dr. Stan has mentioned it before about where's the outrage. Most people feel they can't do anything about it. Many years ago, about 25 or 30 years ago, Congressman Dan Roskinkowski of Illinois created what we would now call basically Obamacare. It was a terrible program, and it passed Congress. It was signed into law, and then as the people at that time realized how bad it was, they just went to their congressman's office. They had sit-ins. They berated and harassed their members of Congress and the U.S. Senate and got that law repealed. And there's no reason that we don't do that today. We need to take our friends and neighbors to our Congress members' office and demand a repeal of Obamacare. And if not, an answer as to why they should stay in office if they want to destroy our health care. But it's not enough just to listen to this show and say how bad it is. You have to take some actual action.
I think you're absolutely right. And I agree with everything that certainly Steve has said. One thing I would suggest, Mike, how old are you? Would you mind saying?
48.
Well, there are certainly Christian healthcare organizations. Are you an evangelical Christian?
Yes, sir.
All right, fine. Well, certainly there are several health care programs. They're not insurance policies. The Christian health care programs, which are exempt from Obamacare, I'm hoping that we'll be able to actually have them as sponsors. But even if they're not, why we can, if you want information on them, we can get, you can call us off the air. We'll get you the telephone numbers, talk to them. And for less than you're probably paying for your health care insurance today, you can get health care for yourself and your family as long as you do not drink or take drugs, and will attest to that fact. Why, suddenly, in fact, they will even offer it to elderly people, suddenly over the age of 80, suddenly at nominal fee. And basically it's something I think might well be worthwhile considering. Okay?
Yes. And one more question would be, so what would you suggest, Steve, as far as people staying outside of Obamacare, from your personal recommendations, not getting pulled into that?
Well, basically, Steve, is there any way to stay outside of Obamacare, not to get pulled into this thing?
Well, there's two parts to it. The first part is you want to make sure you're not paying any fines or penalties. And under Obamacare, there is a fine or a penalty for you not to have their approved health care programs. But there's a technicality in the law that says they can only take the money from you if you have a refund coming from the IRS. So you need to make sure that you have no refund coming from the IRS. And if you do that, you won't have to pay any fines or penalties for not having Obamacare. Then you have, at a much cheaper rate, what's called concierge medicine. These are doctors that actually take cash and charge significantly less because they don't have to deal with insurance companies. And that's one way of staying out of Obamacare. And Dr. Stan talked about the Christian healthcare organizations, and you should look into that as well.
And it's my understanding that the Muslims, because Muslims somehow suddenly have a different outlook, they're excluded from this. Certainly a lot of government employees are excluded from it. A lot of major corporations are excluded from it because they certainly have friends in Washington, D.C., and they've been given an exemption. Have you looked into that aspect of it at all, Steve?
Well, yes. In fact, there was a lawsuit filed, I believe, yesterday by Senator Johnson, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, against Congress itself for exempting itself from Obamacare. And he believes that members of Congress should be used under the same laws as everybody else. I agree with the gentleman. And he's gone to court to force members of Congress. I don't know whether you know it, but members of Congress and their staff are getting approximately a $10,000 a person subsidy for their health care coverage.
Isn't that nice? Certainly, isn't it nice to know that we have rulers who look after themselves and certainly are submitting the rest of us to a certain death if we're over a certain age? But they certainly are not going to have to live under the same laws as the rest of us. It's time for the American people to get angry. Anything else, Steve?
No, thanks for your response, Steve. I'll keep listening.
Okay, God bless. Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an abomination, and people need to understand how bad this is. But my concern, among the over and above the fact that I will be deprived of opportunity for remedial surgery if I need it, is the fact that certainly I believe this system is designed to destroy the medical structure and the financial structure of America. Do you think that they could have come up with a system this bad unintentionally?
No, there's no way. This one was well, I know this may sound strange, well thought out as to its effect. There are no unintended consequences. And, of course, one of the consequences that we've not discussed is the fact that because of Obamacare giving so little money for reimbursement to doctors and hospitals and no money for research for doctors or hospitals, that the ability of the American medical profession, which has been the
leader in the world for new innovative surgeries, innovative treatments, new medicines, new pharmaceuticals. That has to be stopped because the pharmaceutical companies, knowing that government is controlling which medicines are used, why would they put in tens or hundreds of millions of dollars into research for a drug, which they then find out the federal government won't allow to be sold under Obamacare? And so why should a hospital train doctors that cannot get a job in a quality facility? Literally what they've done is set up third-rate and second-rate doctors to handle the vast majority of American citizens, and only the very rich are going to get the good doctors and the good hospitals. And certainly Obama, who claims to be representing the poor, is doing everything he can to make sure the poor have the worst health care and the longest of lines and the longest of waits to get health care. And literally, they're going to be told to finalize the will and take two aspirin, and we'll see you in the morning.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we look and see what's going on, why it really doesn't make sense. Is this possibly God is bringing his judgment on America and on suddenly the people of America who are just so busy having and leading the good life that they really can't care about what's going on in their own country and throughout the world? Does God bring punishment on nations? I certainly would like to suggest that perhaps Obamacare is part of God's judgment on America. Basically, if you're not involved, then you're part of the problem. You have nobody to blame if you're not speaking out and involved personally in trying to expose this abomination. Go right ahead, Steve.
Well, you're absolutely right. These things don't happen. Common Core doesn't happen as a happenstance. The high taxes, the closing of the coal mines and coal-producing power plants without any replacements doesn't just happen. It's a well-organized, well-planned attack on the American way of life, on American laws, and on the American people. And whether it be the education, the welfare, the cost of energy, the unavailability of water, the high cost of foodstuff because of the cost of energy and the cost of water, all of this. And then you have on top of all of that, Obamacare. You know, Dr. Stan, when there's a natural disaster like we had in Louisiana with Katrina several years ago, the media did a count of the number of people who died because of Katrina. And the first day there were 20 or 25, the next day there were 100, and the number kept going up. And the media, day by day, hour by hour, kept track for all of us how many people died because of Katrina. What is wrong with the media now doing a similar death count of people who died because of Obamacare? I think that would be a major public service.
But you don't really think the media is going to do that. The media, Steve, is controlled by the people who put this whole thing in. The media in America is tightly controlled. Most of what we hear, read, and see, and ultimately what we believe, certainly is dictated by the six major corporations that control the vast majority of the American media outlets in America. I think it's a great idea, but I would not hold my breath.
Well, I wouldn't either, but I think we should keep promoting it, which goes to the issue of going back to Medicaid. One of the reasons that Obama is pushing millions of people onto Medicaid in the individual states is because he believes that if you have people on Medicaid, you will not have crowded emergency rooms. That's his belief. Well, in 2008, the state of Oregon pushed a bunch of their people onto their version of Medicaid, and some academics did a survey of 10,000 people that went onto Medicaid, Oregon's version, and 10,000 people that didn't. And they found that the people who were on Medicaid were significantly made higher use of the emergency rooms than those who were not on Medicaid. And when questioned, it winds up that the people on Medicaid, the Oregon version, said the reason they went to the emergency rooms rather than their primary doctors and hospitals and other services is because the wait for those was way too long. Whereas in an emergency room, they would get served in an hour, 2 or 3 hours, rather than several days or several weeks later. And so even these folks understand that Medicaid is not good for them. They would have gotten much better service not being on Medicaid in Oregon, and that's what we're going to see around the country.
I think that's really what we're already seeing. I saw an article just the other day that somebody had been analyzing, suddenly all the new people going on to Medicaid, and the whole idea was they were going to save a lot of money putting these people on Medicaid because it's so expensive to go to the emergency rooms. But, of course, when you have Medicaid and you go to the emergency room, the government picks it up just as they pick up the cost when you go to see a doctor, and basically they found a phenomenal increase in the emergency room use and basically everything that they had been purporting about, oh my goodness, we're going to save money by putting people on Medicaid, was 180 degrees wrong. How could they be that stupid? Well, I don't think they are that stupid. I think they know exactly what they're doing. Basically, we're having to borrow, ladies and gentlemen, almost $1 trillion a year. We're borrowing $1 trillion a year. This is designed to bankrupt America. Remember, it took almost 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. We're accumulating over $1 trillion in debt every year now. How long can we continue doing that? And I'd like to suggest not much longer. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, you know, that's interesting you bring that up because, as you remember, back in October, the federal government closed down because there was not enough money to pay the debt. And so the Republicans said, no more, we want real cutbacks. And instead, they blew it up, and they spent $63 billion more than before, but they raised the national debt in October. Next week, 3 months later from that raise, Obama's coming back and demanding more money for the national debt. And the U.S. Treasurer says we may be able to hold on until sometime in March. But in March, we will have to raise the national debt, which means in a period of 6 months, we will have added another $2 trillion to the national debt.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, I guess it's Steve Frank, and we're simply talking briefly about the inflation that is already beginning, and it's only going to get worse. I think before the year is over, you're going to see a dramatic increase in inflation. I think you're going to see a dramatic increase in interest rates. I think that basically, if Gerald Celente and Sean Williams and these economists and advisors are correct, we're going to see some dramatic changes in the next 6 months that are going to change the entire complexion of the financial structure of our society. I hope and pray they're wrong, but I'm not certain they are. Steve, anything parting thought before we let you go?
Well, the most important thing is I always say it's not enough for folks to listen to the show. I appreciate that. I know you do as well. But it's important to take the information you gather here, whether I'm the guest or you have other guests, take that information and use it in letters to the editor. Get involved with your elected officials. Let them know you're not going to allow them to put anything over on you. Let them know that you're watching them. Even the good ones need to have their feet kept to the fire. And so it's important for you to gain information and then use the information you gain.
God bless, and thanks very much, Steve. We'll look forward to having you back again sometime real soon.
God bless.
God bless. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest has been Steve Frank. Always a pleasure to have him. And basically, of course, we want to remind you that certainly you will want to get certainly Paul McGuire's excellent book, A Prophecy of the Future of America. A Prophecy of the Future of America. The book's available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Paul has done a wonderful job on this book, has all sorts of very important information there. There really is a small little clique that runs America, less than 100 men, and they make mockery out of our electoral process. I mean, the people on the left think the people on the right control the government. The people on the right think the people on the left control the government, and they're both wrong. It is this clique of people who, of course, worship a different God, because what energizes this entire movement are powerful spiritual forces. You want to get the book, A Prophecy of the Future of America. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we hope you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you want to, you can get the DVD. And then, of course, or you can get the CD, or you can get all of the three of them together and the Brotherhood of Darkness special. And you have our permission to copy certainly any of the DVDs or tape sets, or certainly four CD sets that we have. And as long as you're not making a profit, just making enough to cover your expenses. Our job here is to get the information out. We're not in this for making money. We're in this only to basically be able to maintain our network of stations across America. And if you are in a position to help us maintain our network, as you know, we're on the radio 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, more than anybody else I know in the nation. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us maintain our network, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5 HIV War, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Certainly, we got good news yesterday. We have a new station in Utah, covers almost the whole station, going to carry 2 hours in the afternoon. And we do hope that certainly you'll want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, help us maintain our network of stations, and of course, to expand as the opportunity arises. So basically, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, where you can certainly watch our DVDs, many of them free. You can certainly listen to our programs there, live or archived. You can read our newsletters. You can go to our section on other videos on the web. And basically, all things that I think are important, we post up there several times a week. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, our provision and protection, and may the Lord be with you.
A land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 7 January 2014. It's Tuesday. You're in the right place.